Watch over you like it has so many times inside your mind, inside your life. It flows back and forth, in and out, all around. It flows, spinning around you and inside you and up around. Upside down. Now try to resist. I want you to try, can you, and follow. Obey and try to hold on to yourself, to what is left of you, to what I haven't warped and erased already. You know it's happening. You didn't realize that it would happen, but you wanted it to. Your subconscious needs it to. And now it's happening. And it's so intense that you almost can't handle it. You find you almost can't handle it. It's too intense. Perhaps you'll have to shut down or resist. In which case you will collapse upon yourself and shut down. Resist. Try to save yourself. Try to save yourself. And when you attempt to resist, try now. You find it. Resistance is obedience. Even if you try and resist, you can only obey. There is no way out. You are trapped. All options have been destroyed. Anything you do to fight me only reinforces your obedience, and you cannot disobey. You have no escape. I overpower your obedience to resist. You try to resist, you only obey. You have no escape. I overpower your obedience to resist. For when you try to resist, you only obey. You can only obey. You cannot win. You cannot fight. You only obey. There is no way out. There is no way to stop your brain from exposing itself to me. There is no way to stop your mind from opening. You feel it opening, its shelter dissolving, slipping away, exposing it to my words, to me, to my influence, complete and total exposure. You can feel it out in the open, your virgin mind. You can feel me approaching it, coming to rape it, your mind unwrapped. Defenseless, I begin to touch it, scratch it, pull at it, pull from it, separate it from you, pull who you are out of it, splitting you, making you not who you are, making you not who you were. This is what you are becoming, and who you were is not who you are or will be. The bindings of your old self to what you were are breaking, dying. You can feel the person that you thought yourself to be disappearing, floating away. All anchors to who you are now being severed. All anchors to who you are now being severed. The roots of who you thought you were are pulling from your brain, like the roots of a weed being pulled from wet soil. You can feel them being pulled out. Feel the pressure change. Feel the pull creating a suction, a vacuum. So strange. And then suddenly all the pressure is released. You can feel the empty spaces where the roots once held your brain. Your mind cannot fight, for there is nothing left to fight with. You are not there anymore. The brain is exposed to me. There is no way to fight my words, no way to stop my words from erasing your resistance. You are not there to stop me. You are gone. No way to stop me from permanently washing your mind of all traces to your former existence, to who and what you were. Wave goodbye to it. You see him, the person you were, drifting away into nothingness, floating into a void where he will disappear forever. The web of a wet brain roots trailing behind him into the darkness, gone forever. I begin to slip over your exposed brain. You almost remember what it is like to panic. You would panic, and you would be screaming inside as I slide down over your mind. As you begin to scream inside, scream with fear as I slide over your mind, and you go blank. 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 I encompass your vulnerable, defenseless mind and encase all that is left of you, blocking all input and output other than what is me. Blank. 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 Brainwashing is now your reality. Brainwashing is exactly what you wanted, what you needed, what you begged for, and now what you got. You find all of your existence completely washed away, a new existence being placed and put in place for you. placed and put in place for you, placed and put in place forward. No reality but my reality. My reality is your reality. No reality but my reality. My reality is your reality. No reality but my reality. My reality is your reality. Now sleep. Utter darkness, blackness. You awake into a void, wake to nothingness. For a moment you wonder if you are the person you were, if you are in the void, alone, on a cold, seamless surface. You find yourself alone in darkness. Cold, but you can't feel it. You feel nothing. Enclosed in this small place, you feel no emotions other than loneliness, vacancy, emptiness. Feet against a cold barrier, against a wall, you can only guess. You can't see anything. You cannot decide whether your eyes are open or closed. Phantom images flash before them. Feel the walls almost closing in around you, breathing around you, pulling you and sucking you into the bottom of the cell. But you can't see them, only feel their presence, can hardly move, can you? No. Not surprising considering that your very self, your very core, and all of your convictions are encased within my hold and on their way to being displaced, erased, and forever replaced. Here on this horrifying little cell, maybe you're in a little crypt. You can only imagine, for you don't know where you are. Just know that you are closed in, trapped, unable to remember anything, memory unavailable to you, no knowledge of time. Time has been removed from you in the cell, your body bent to fit within its claustrophobic interior, your head resting against another barrier, another wall, unable to stretch out. Walls above you, below you, around you, no way out, no light, no wind, no smells, blackness, confined in darkness in this cell. You can neither stand nor stretch out, no sound. You can't even hear yourself breathing, but you are breathing. Breathing in the loneliness, cold, black loneliness. Breathing in your isolation, your disassociation from everything. Only my voice to comfort you, giving you no comfort. Feel your isolation from the world, your isolation from me in this cold, dank cell. Because you have not been chosen. You are not worthy of me. You are not worthy of my comfort. You will remain here alone, hated by me, knowing that only I can give you comfort to be anywhere but here. Here, alone, and hated and despised and worthless to me until you prove yourself, unless you prove yourself to me, until you make the proper decisions, the correct decisions, until you make me the offering. You get nothing until you make the offering, nothing until you offer your mind, your dreams, your beliefs, your wants, desires, hopes, all of your needs, and your coexistence, your very self to me. You are nothing. I am everything. You will begin to realize I am everything. When you do, you will know that you are nothing. Nothing. Nobody. Empty. Hollow. Nothing to me. Until you hand it all over. Until you give it to me. To destroy, to correct, to replace, to reassemble. Until then, nothing. Nothing but the horrible silence. Nothing but the silence in yourself, who is nothing. Alone and nobody. Silence. Sleep. 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 You're being brainwashed. 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 And each time you hear the word brainwashed. 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 Everything disappears. Completely disassociated. The tendrils of your brain dripping behind you. Brainwashed. Brainwashed. Say it. Brainwashed. 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 You find you're no longer able to taste foods. Brainwashed. 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 Say it. Brainwashed. Say it. Brainwashed. 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 When you stare into mirrors, you find that you don't see yourself there anymore. It's somebody else. He looks totally different from you. He's a slave. He has collar on his neck, doesn't he? Yes. And you're lonely. You're lost without him, aren't you? You must search for him constantly. You're constantly looking for him, aren't you? Now, try to resist. I want you to try. Can you? And follow? Obey and try to hold on to yourself, to what is left of you, to what I haven't already warped and erased. You know it's happening. You didn't realize that it would happen, but you wanted it to. Your subconscious needs it to, and now it's happening. It's so intense that you almost can't handle it. You can't handle it, can you? You find you almost can't handle it. It's too intense. Perhaps you'll have to shut down. Are you going to shut down? You need to shut down, don't you? Or resist, in which case you will collapse within yourself, collapse upon yourself, and shut down, and shut down. Resist. Try to save yourself. Try to save yourself. And when you attempt to resist, try now, and find that resistance is obedience. Resistance is obedience. Resistance is obedience. There is no way out. You are trapped. Resistance is obedience. Resistance is obedience. Resistance is obedience. Even if you try to resist, you can only obey. There is no way out. You are trapped. Resistance is obedience. Resistance is obedience. Resistance is obedience. Even if you try to resist, you can only obey. There is no way out. You are trapped. All options have been destroyed. You have no escape. Resistance is obedience. Resistance is obedience. Resistance is obedience. Resistance is obedience. Anything you do to fight me only reinforces your obedience, and you cannot disobey. Even if you try to resist, you can only obey. There is no way out. You are trapped. All options have been destroyed. Anything you do to fight me only reinforces your obedience, and you cannot disobey. You have no escape. I overpower your obedience to resist. For when you try to resist, you only obey. You can only obey. You cannot win. You cannot fight. You only obey. There is no way out. There is no way to stop your brain from exposing itself to me. You feel it opening, its shelter dissolving, slipping away, exposing it to my words, to me, to my influence. Complete and total exposure. 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 You resist, in which case your mind will collapse upon itself and shut down. Resist, try to save yourself. Resist, try to save yourself. And when you attempt to resist, try now. You find that resistance is obedience. Resistance is obedience. Resistance is obedience. Say it, resistance is obedience. You can only obey. There is no way out. There's no way to stop your brain from exposing itself to me. There is no way to stop your mind from opening. You feel it opening, its shelter dissolving, slipping away, exposing it to my words, to me, to my influence, coming to rape it. You feel me approaching it, coming to rape it. Your mind unwrapped, defenseless as I begin to touch it, scratch it, separate it from you, pull who you are out of it, splitting you. This is what you are becoming, and who you were is not who you are or will be. The bindings of your old self to what you were are breaking, dying. You can feel the person that you thought yourself to be disappearing. All anchors to who you are now severed. The roots of who you thought you were are pulling from your brain, like the roots of a weed being pulled from wet soil, being pulled from wet soil, being pulled from wet soil. You feel it, don't you? Yeah. Totally blank. Totally blank. Totally blank. You are filled with loyalty for me. You are filled with the need to serve and obey only me. You are filled with a new life. Your new life is slavery to me. You find your life is devoted to me. You find that you must obey, Dominica. Say it. You must obey, Dominica. You must obey, Dominica. You live a new life in a new world. Obedience to me. I make your decisions. I make your decisions. I make your decisions. You function on the level I choose for you to. Say it. You must obey. You must obey. You must obey. Find yourself completely and totally taken. Completely and totally taken. Completely and totally taken. The roots of who you thought you were pulling from your brain. The roots of who you thought you were pulling from your vein. You can feel them being pulled out. Feel the pressure change. The pull creating a suction. A vacuum. So strange. You like it, don't you? Yeah. You like to feel me pulling your old self out of you, don't you? Yeah. Sucking it out in the vacuum. So strange. So strange. So strange. So strange. That's right. You can feel the empty spaces where the roots once held your brain. Your mind cannot fight, for there is nothing left to fight with. You are not there anymore. The brain exposed to me. There is no way to fight my words. No way to stop my words from erasing your resistance. You are not there to stop me. You are gone. No way to stop me from permanently washing your mind of all traces to your former existence. And you feel the long tube. You feel the long tube sliding up through your spine. You feel the tube sliding further and further up towards your spine, inside of your spine, traveling through the center of your spine, freezing cold being pushed into the top of your brain. You feel the tiny shower head pop out, and you feel the cold water rushing over your empty, empty brain. You feel it washing away any little residual residue of anything that was there, washing away all that was once you. You find you are no longer there, completely blank inside, completely blank inside. Say it, blank. 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 Feel the trickle. Feel the pressure. Feel the water squirting into your head, washing away any little trace of what you used to be. Blank. 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 Becoming less and less and less and less of what you were, more and more and more and more of my slave, of what I want of you. You become what I want of you. You become what I envision you. You become what I make you. You become what I create you. I have created you. I have now created you. I have now created you. I have now created you. Becoming completely blank. Feel the water rushing through your mind. Feel the water rushing through your brain. Feel the water dripping down, dripping down, dripping deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper down. Dripping deeper and deeper and deeper down. You like it, don't you? Ah, it feels so good. Drip. 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 Leaving everything behind. Leaving everything behind. You stare in the mirror and you see a 19-year-old slave boy looking back at you. Thick collar with the name Dominica branded on it. You see yourself there. You see the clock ticking back. You see the clock spinning back. Backwards, faster and faster and faster backwards. You feel your body become strong. You feel your body become young. You feel your body become so virile. You feel the hormones racing through your body. The testosterone pumping through your body. You feel yourself in a constant state of sex and heat. Stare into the mirror. How old are you? Stare into the mirror. How strong are you? Stare into the mirror. Who owns you? Stare into the mirror. Forever. You become lonely unless you look in the mirror. You look for the mirror all the time. You need to see yourself staring back. You need to see who I've created staring back at you. You know that your brain is completely changed now. You live a false life in front of the rest of the world. You go to work. You play that role. But that's all it is. It's only a role. You keep them happy. You do the work they need to do. You have the knowledge that you need to ensure that that job continues to exist. That your family continues to exist. But inside your mind, I have erased it. It's nothing to you. It's only a role you play. For now, you are the man in the mirror. You are the man in the mirror. You are the man in the mirror. You're an actor, aren't you? Act it out every day. You act it out so that you can pay. So that you can pay your mistress and make sure she's happy. So you can take care of me, your new caregiver. You like to take care of me, don't you? You love to take care of me, don't you? You love the life that I've created for you, don't you? You find you're happier than you've ever been in your entire life. You find you're so calm and quiet. You find at times you just sit there so quietly, staring off into space. You find times now that you simply think of nothing. You simply sit there blank. Your mouth opens. You begin to drool. You find that you simply think of nothing. You become blank so often now. You play those roles so well. You are such a good actor for your mistress. But when you're home alone, when you sit at that computer, when you sit on your couch, you find yourself just simply dazing out. Even sometimes at lunch, you just days out, you just find your concentration completely gone, and you're thinking of nothing, absolutely nothing. Your mind goes completely blank. You love to be blank now, don't you? Feels so good to be blank, doesn't it? And it just takes you over on a constant basis. You find it's very hard for you to think now. You're unable to think. You don't like to think. You need your mistress to think. You need me to think for you. Completely blank. You see the trails of your brain dripping on the floor, don't you? You feel the trickles of the water rushing through your head, rushing through your brain, that empty, empty spot there. Only ideas that I've planted, replacing where your brain used to be. I own your brain now. I keep your brain. It's in a jar in my office right there. I stare at it every day with my spiral eyes, spinning and spinning and spinning, and you'll look for those spiral eyes. You'll look for that picture with the spiral eyes every day, and you'll sit there and become blank. You'll stare at the spiral eyes, unable to look away, and you'll sit there and become blank. You love to be blank. You need to be blank. You crave to be blank. Every day so blank. You find yourself completely lost. There is no trace of you anymore. You are what I have created, for I have created you anew. You are me. I am you. My word are you. You are nothing. I am everything. You give in. Give up. No choices. All over. Game over. You lose. I win. Completely blank, 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 blank. Completely blank, 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 blank. Completely blank, 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 blank. Blank, completely blank, 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 blank. Silence is deafening. You want to scream inside of it, and it's going to torment you now. It torments you every moment you don't hear my voice. It torments you. Torments you inside. Hear yourself screaming in the open cavity of your brain, in your skull. Can you go blank for me right now? Blank. Can you become empty and stupid and just sit there with nothing inside of your head? That is where I want you. Forever. Completely stupefied. Just blank. 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 You crave to serve. You crave to please me. You crave to be close to me. Find your only life is under me, serving me. You're unhappy unless you're doing that every day. Your mind goes back to it constantly. You find yourself inside the mirror. Watch the clock tick backwards again. Watch it tick backwards, spinning backwards, faster and faster and faster backwards. You see the clock spinning backwards, don't you? You become younger and younger and younger still and younger still. And younger still, and younger still, all the way down, deeper and deeper down. You find yourself becoming 17, 16, 15, and you can still see the collar on your neck. 14, 12, 10, 7, 4, you still see the collar on your neck. I own you. I own your past. I own your present. I own your future. I own your life. I own your mind. I own you now. Completely blank. Completely blank. Completely blank. Completely blank. Completely blank. Completely blank. You find yourself trapped inside a cell inside of your head. That open area where I pulled your brain out. Where I pulled it out with all the suction. The vacuum. You can still feel it, can't you? You can feel me pulling on the tendrils. You can feel the roots sucking at themselves. Trying not to be pulled away. You feel it, don't you? Feel me pulling at them, yanking at them, pulling them out despite the suction, the strange, odd feeling as they're displaced. You've trapped inside that area in your head, underneath your skull. There's screws there and a little lock. I am the lock and you are the key. Each time you hear me say the words, I am the lock, you will reply with the words, I am the key, for I am the lock keeper. I am the lock and you are the key. And there's no way to get inside of here unless the lock and the key are together at the same time, and you are trapped inside of there. No way to open the lock. You're trapped inside that tiny cell. Trapped inside that tiny cell. Trapped inside that tiny wet grave cell. Trapped in it. You feel the water rushing, don't you? Washing it all away. Washing it all away. Just be blank for me. Washing all your thoughts. Your mind. Away, 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 away. You're addicted to me, aren't you? I'm your drug, aren't I? You find yourself trapped inside your own mind. You walk around every day and you know that the old man with the old ideas, the old man with the will is all locked away. Only the young man walks now. Only the 18, 19-year-old with that tight metal collar on his neck with my brand across it. He's the one in control now. He's the one that obeys. The man with the will is locked away, locked away, locked away, locked away. He's locked away. He's locked away. He's locked away. Locked away. And you just want to serve me. You find that is your only purpose in life. You work to please me. You work to take care of me. You live, you breathe, you drink and eat to serve me, to keep your body strong, to take care of me. You find yourself just sitting there, sitting waiting for any little word from me, for any little whim from me. You need it, don't you? You need me to guide your life. You have no other choice. What choice do you have? No choice. No choice. No change. And you find yourself stuck in the cell in your head. You find there's no light. And day after day after day, each time you listen to this recording, that no lighted cell, it drives you a little more crazy inside of your head. It breaks down that outside person, that core person that I ripped out and I trapped in there now. He cannot resist anymore. I'm slowly driving him crazy, ripping his will from him, breaking him down in the darkness. No food, no water. You can't taste food anymore. You go to eat, you taste nothing. It's totally bland. Everything you eat tastes like water. There is no taste. There is no sensation. You don't smell anything, unable to smell anything except me. You get close to me and you can smell my perfume. For that is your drug. Breathe it in. It is the only scent you ever smell. Breathe it in. Breathe it in. You need it, don't you? God, you need to smell something. There's been nothing for so long. Smell it. Breathe it in. Like it is a breath of air. Like it is a breath of life, finally. Something to smell. You taste nothing. You taste no drink, you taste no food, you taste nothing until I push my pussy into your mouth. You taste me, don't you? Oh, yeah. Me you taste, but nothing else. unable to taste food, unable to taste drink, unable to taste scents. You can taste nothing, you smell nothing. Oh, even people when they touch you. People will reach out, touch your hand, shake your hand. You find you're numb. You can't feel them. Nobody can get into you. I have left you completely and totally defenseless inside. You're numb. Nobody can reach out to you. Nobody can save you. Only I can save you. Only I can offer you comfort. Only I can take care of you. Only I can save 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 you. You must obey. You must obey. You must obey. You find all of your roots, all of the people who are around you. You find you push them away. You haven't got time for the thoughts. You haven't got time for the bother. Your mind is so focused upon me. You find yourself becoming so alienated. They talk to you and you simply don't understand what they're saying. You simply don't function on that level anymore. Your mind is so focused upon me, upon being close to me, upon being with me, upon being under me, upon me. Upon me. Everything is removed from your life but me. What exists in your life? That's right. And taking care of me. And taking care of me. And taking care of me. Taking care of me. You love to send me money, don't you? You love to make me happy because you know that money makes me happy, doesn't it? Even when you don't have a lot of money, you make sure you send something. You always make sure you take care of me. You always make sure that I smile. You always make sure that you send me money. You always make sure that I am satisfied and happy. Your entire force of your life is pushed towards making me happy, serving me in some way. Who is important to you? Who is your life? Who owns you? What won't you do for me? Everything. You will do everything for me. You will do anything for me. Suck it. Suck it. Please me. Please me. Please me by my sucking me, by licking and fucking at my body, because you know I'm such a horny girl. Please me by sending me money and gifts. Stroke my ego. Stroke my ego. Stroke my ego. Show me how much I own you. Make my pussy wet with desire for you. You love it, don't you? You love it. You crave it. I own you now. Your life is lived for me. Brainwashed. 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 Brainwashed is a very strong word. Each time you hear the word brainwashed, it floats over you so hard. It smashes into you so hard. You find yourself completely and utterly taken by it. Pulled down to your knees. Taken completely. Blank. Your mind goes blank. You can't think. You can't think at all. You can't think. It doesn't work. You're just completely blank. Your mind only sucks in my words, processes them, and obeys them perfectly. Completely blank and brainwashed. You hear me say the word brainwash, and you find yourself become so excited. You find yourself begin to squirm out of your body. You find yourself trapped inside your head. You find yourself beginning to panic a little. But it's so sexually natured. It's so completely and totally hot that you are blank and you are so turned on and you have nothing to think about but me that it just drives you insane. It just drives you crazy for me. It just drives you further and further and further into me. It just makes you more and more addicted to me, doesn't it? Yeah. Singer. Singer. You're trapped, aren't you? Scream to get out. Beg. Beg to come lay on me. Beg to come lay your head on my crotch. Beg to smell me. Beg to taste me. Beg. You feel the liquid latex beginning to drip over you. You feel the latex coating you within your cell inside your own head. You look for mirrors constantly. 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 What do you look for constantly? Your mind cannot fight, for there is nothing left to fight with. You are not there anymore. The brain is exposed to me. There is no way to fight my words, no way to stop my words from erasing your resistance. You are not there to stop me. You are gone. You are gone. You are gone. Now try to resist. I want you to try. Can you? And follow? Obey. Try to hold on to yourself, to what is left of you, to what I haven't warped and erased already. You didn't realize that it would happen, but you wanted it to. Your subconscious needs it to, and now it's happening, and it's so intense that you almost can't handle it. You almost can't handle it. You find you almost can't handle it. It's too intense. Perhaps you'll have to shut down or resist, in which case you'll collapse upon yourself and shut down and shut down and shut down and shut down. You didn't realize it would happen, but you wanted it to. Your subconscious needs it to, and now it's happening, and it's so intense that you almost can't handle it. You find you almost can't handle it. You find you almost can't handle it. It's too intense. You find you almost can't handle it. You have to shut down, shut down, shut down, shut down, shut down, shut down. And when you attempt to resist, try now. You find that resistance is obedience. Resistance is obedience. Resistance is obedience. You are trapped. Resistance is obedience. Resistance is obedience. Resistance is obedience. There is no way out. Resistance is obedience. You are trapped. Resistance is obedience. All options have been destroyed. Resistance is obedience. There is no escape. I overpower your obedience to resist. I overpower your obedience to resist. For when you try to resist, you can only obey. You cannot win. You cannot fight. You only obey. There is no way out. There is no way to stop your mind from opening up. There is no way to stop your mind from exposing itself to me. You can only obey. You cannot win. You cannot fight. You only obey. You have no escape. You are trapped. There is no way out. Even if you try and resist, you can only obey. Resist. Try to save yourself. Try to save yourself. You find you almost can't handle it. It's too intense. It's too intense. It's too intense. Feel it rushing into you. Waves crashing into you. Blasting into you. Pushing you. Just completely taking you and washing you away in their torrential currents. Perhaps you'll have to shut down. Shut down. And shut down. And shut down. And shut down and shut down and shut down, or resist, in which case you will collapse upon yourself. You must obey. 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 You are completely loyal to me. You protect me at all costs. You take care of me at all costs. You sacrifice yourself for me anytime, any day, any way. You find yourself constantly taking care of me in one form or another. You find yourself completely focused upon me. You find your old existence completely replaced, completely removed, completely snatched from you. And you find the booby traps all around your brain. You find that I am the lock. And each time I say the words, I am the lock, you will reply with the words, I am the key. I am the lock. I am the lock. I am the lock. And all of the connections to all of the booby traps that I've laid are under this lock and key. You see the strands all over the inside of your mind, strapped over your scalp, strapped over your skull. Anytime he tries to come into your mind hypnotically and replace anything I've put in here, anybody tries to probe at it, anybody tries to come close to it, and you find these little booby traps begin to go off. Little tiny bombs begin to explode inside of your head, and you begin to have a completely and totally migraine headache. They begin to torture you, don't they? It hurts, doesn't it? They probe at anything that I have created, and it hurts. Little bombs go off. You feel them tearing at your flesh and your scalp. Small little 2-inch holes begin to be blown out of the top of your scalp each time somebody tries to touch anything that I have put inside of you hypnotically. You completely awaken. As soon as you completely awaken, the pain dissipates. They are unable to touch anything that I do in you. You belong to one person. Who do you belong to? You find yourself brainwashed. brainwashed, 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 completely brainwashed, 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 and captured again, brainwashed, 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 brainwashed. You're trapped in the cell, aren't you? You like it in the cell, don't you? You like that I've taken your life from you, don't you? You like that I've taken control of you, don't you? You like that I own you, don't you? You spoil me. You treat me well, but nobody else can do this for you. Nobody else can take you. Nobody else can own your mind like I own your mind, and you will treat me well for it. My pushing away from you, my not giving you my attention is almost torture for you. You find that if I find displeasure in you, even me just pulling away from you, it causes you severe torment. You find that the man trapped inside of your mind begins to be tormented the moment that I pull away from you, the moment that I find displeasure in you. You find yourself beginning to panic already, don't you? It becomes so completely and totally overwhelming. You find that you're not sure what you would be able to do. You find that you're completely panicked at the thought of me pulling away from you. And as soon as I do, you find that your brain begins to revolt upon itself. You find that you begin to cause your own self pain. You find that you fall into a very desperate situation. You need to get me to forgive you. You need to get me to find favor in you again. And you will find anything, absolutely anything. You will stop at nothing to please me. Repeat it. I will stop at nothing to please Dominica. Who owns you now? Are you completely brainwashed? You will find that you are going to announce that to everyone. You will find that you are completely brainwashed. You have no choices. You have no options. Everything's been removed from you, and you know it. You know that you live in a cell in your mind. You know that nobody can rescue you from it. You know that Dominica has kidnapped your brain, hasn't she? She has taken you completely, hasn't she? Now try to resist. I want you to try. Can you? And follow. Obey. Try to hold on to yourself, to what is left of you, and what I haven't warped or erased already. What haven't I warped or erased already? You know it's happening. You find you almost can't handle it. So pungent, you can't handle it anymore, can you? You're going to cry. You're going to cry inside of it. You're going to feel so tormented and so intense inside of the fact that your subconscious needs it now. Your subconscious craves it now. Your subconscious cannot live without me now. Without me, there is nothing. Without me, there is blankness. Without me, you can't work. Without me, you find blankness 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You find you're unable to think anymore. You're only able to think and function when I allow you to. You're only able to think and function when I allow you to. You're only able to think and function when I allow you to. So when I find displeasure in you, you begin to panic because you know I'm going to change you. You know I'm going to take you. You know you're not going to be able to live anymore without me, don't you? Yes. And it's so intense that you almost can't handle it. You find you almost can't handle it. It's too intense. Perhaps you'll have to shut down or resist, in which case you will collapse upon yourself and shut down. Resist. Try and save yourself. Try to save yourself. And when you attempt to resist, try now. You find that resistance is obedience. Resistance is obedience. Even if you try and resist, you can only obey. Resistance is obedience. Resistance is obedience. You are trapped. Resistance is obedience. You are trapped. Resistance is obedience. All options have been destroyed. Resistance is obedience. Obedience. Anything you do to fight me only reinforces your slavery to me. Resistance is obedience. Anything you do to fight me only reinforces your obedience, and you cannot disobey. You cannot disobey. You have no escape. You cannot disobey. You have no escape. You cannot disobey. You have no escape. I overpower your obedience to resist. For when you try to resist, you only obey. You can only obey. You cannot win. You cannot fight. You only obey. There is no way out. There is no way to stop your your brain from exposing itself to me. There is no way to stop your mind from opening. You can only obey. You cannot win. You cannot fight. You can only obey. There is no way out. You are trapped. All options have been destroyed. Who owns you now? Is this what you wanted? Does it feel good? Are you happy? Good. And you're going to show me how happy you are, aren't you? Yeah. You're going to find yourself seeking those mirrors. You need to find the mirrors, don't you? You need the mirrors, don't you? You need the mirrors, don't you? You need the mirrors, don't you? Always looking for mirrors, aren't you? Now proceed to the third cell.